Welcome to the Messy Walk Podcast with Pastor Adam Cook, where our goal is to have a genuine and authentic conversation about the Christian faith journey and what a messy walk with Jesus really looks like. Make sure to follow us for future episodes that will be posted regularly each Wednesday. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Hey, welcome to the Messy Walk Podcast. I'm your host, Steph, here at Pastor Adam.
Hey, hey. Last week I was Pasta Adam.
Yeah, you hear me try to enunciate pastor?
I heard it. Pastor.
Pasture.
You go from pasta to pasture. I've had somebody call me Pasture Adam too. In the South, that's
I'm
what people
talented,
say.
Okay?
You speak all the dialects.
I'm good with language arts.
Angelic dialect. You speak all of them. Yes, I am here with Steph too, and this is our today is if we did this right and our episode comes out like it's supposed to. Today is New Year's Eve.
Yes.
And so it is the last day of 2025. And very shortly, it'll be the first day of 2026. And just like the Christmas episode we did, we hope you're not even listening to this on New Year's, that you're hanging out with some friends and family and having a good time and ready to ring in the new year. But we're recording this. It's coming out on New Year's Eve. So we just thought we would take a minute just to tell you guys Happy New Year. There's no depth to this particular podcast episode, so if you want to skip,
it wasn't the last one either that much.
It's holiday time, right? So we don't want to give you a bunch of content during holiday time. We just thought we would give a little something and just say Happy New Year. And, so you feel free to skip this if you'd like to. You're not going to miss anything cool. But we just thought we would say Happy New Year to you. So
Happy New Year.
2025 is about to leave. So let's just take a few minutes, Steph, and think about some stuff that happened in 2025 that we can reference, right? Like good, bad, we're glad it's gone, we wish it wasn't. Just 2025 things. They can be, and to me, they're always personal. I'm not going to sit around and talk about stuff that happened in the politics or the media or the country in 2025.
That's just
That's not my style. But 2025 was a big year for us. Our daughter graduated high school and went to college, and that has been a big adjustment.
Yeah.
And I'm very proud of her, but at the same time, I kind of wish it didn't happen. I wish we could go backwards. So that was a big one for us. And 2025 also, our son just turned 14, so that's kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just time seems to be moving very fast.
It is.
And, you know, and the funny thing about time is when you're young, it feels like time moves slow. When you're older, it feels like time moves faster. So every year you get older, it feels like it goes by quicker. But it's still going by at the same pace that it always does. But I just feel like this last year, 2025 was one of those years that made me and Valerie pause and go, holy crap. Like 2025, this past year too, we celebrated 25 years of marriage.
Right? That's amazing.
25th anniversary.
That's a quarter.
And it's just like we found ourselves all year long going, where has the time gone? You know, it just seems just like it's gone by so fast. And you know, this is a pretty significant year. 2025 is now marked the, you know, a quarter of a century of this century that we're in. Pretty crazy. So anything else you can think of, Steph, that happened in 2025 that was significant or memorable to you? Or
well, I'll just to go off of what you said, we celebrated 2 years of marriage, which was wonderful for us.
It's awesome. It's hard to believe 2 years has gone by
very fast. And other than that, I don't really think I have specific like monumental moments this year, like good news type things. It was definitely a difficult year at points,
yeah.
But I have felt in this point, I have felt the Lord's love like so strong, and I'm just like, it's been great. So I know that moving forward, like, you know, into the new year,
yeah, 2025,
I'm in a good spot.
It was an interesting year. Like, I piggyback on what you said about it being kind of a difficult year.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I don't know if I can't use the word difficult, but it was very different. I felt this, I felt led by God this year. Mm-hmm. Not in some specific moment, just gradually over the year.
Yes.
To focus more on my family and personal stuff than I did on church. So this year in 2025, I was much less, and we kind of said this in one of the last episodes, much less rigid about work, deadlines, messages, you know, all the stuff that goes along with pastoring. I was much more, kind of go with the flow on, I need to do this with my family, so I'm going to focus on that. You know, here's how Valerie describes it. So maybe this will help describe what I'm trying to say better. There's been years and years of time where Valerie's been very upset with me, and she uses this analogy that she learned from a counselor that you only have so much emotional energy, and you have to choose and decide where that emotional energy goes.
Yeah.
And so for a long time, this has been a contention point in our life, my entire career, which has basically been our whole marriage, that I would give my emotional energy, all that I had, to work, to church, to ministering, to pastoring, to people. And then at home, I would have nothing left, right? So my family, my wife, my kids, my home would get zero emotional energy. You know what I mean? And so this has been one of those years. 2025 was one of those years where I felt like I didn't hear this specifically from God, but there was just an intentional slowdown or something that happened that caused me to I didn't do it on purpose. I can't even take credit for it. To just give more emotional energy to my family, my own person, my kids, my wife, than to church, which means that I backed off on some of the intensity, right, of those things and gave more intentional focus. I still, of course, didn't do it perfectly right. And if Valerie listens to this, she'll be mad because she'll be like, you didn't do that good. But I did it better. You know what I mean? So that was the difficult part of the year, I guess. But
yeah,
it was a good thing. And I'm still feeling some of the effects of that now, right? Like,
yeah, totally.
You know, and I'm not saying that I'm going to go into 2026 and go, all right, forget that. Intentional energy.
No, it's still there. Right, right. It's just a year change, yeah.
Just one of those things that you notice that God's teaching you.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
And not in some profound let me show you way, but this sort of daily teaching.
Yes, daily.
You know what I mean? Like,
that's the word, yeah.
Just this daily teaching of,
it's beautiful.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like that, I feel like that sort of defined 2025.
Yeah.
For me personally. And it's left me, you know, when God teaches you those things, it sort of changes focus in those ways. It makes you a little uneasy.
Yes.
So I've been quite uneasy this year, and especially right now. Like I was just telling you, Steph, before this, that before we started recording tonight, that the last 4 or 5 months have been very difficult for me to formulate sermons and messages. Very difficult. And they're still coming together, but they're not coming together like they were before. And they're not, like, I would be weeks and weeks and weeks ahead. And now I'm barely getting it to the finish line. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, for the last 4 or 5 months. And I think it's just a product of the intentional energy being spent, emotional energy being intentionally spent somewhere else during the season. And God's trying to tell me that that's okay, right?
Yes.
Does that make sense? Because the perfectionist workaholic in me says it's not okay. And the enemy wants to tell me that it's not okay, right? And God is going, no, this is okay.
Yeah.
And that's sort of been 2025 for me. So that might actually be pretty good and help somebody, you know,
yes,
as you're listening to this episode. I don't know. But anything else you got from 2025 you want to point out?
No.
What are you looking forward to, Steph, in 2026? It doesn't have to be a specific event or anything. Like, do you have anything you're looking forward to or you want to do more in 2026? The new year is a great time to decide that, hey, I want to focus on this more. I want to be more intentional here. I want to stop doing this. I want to start doing this, right? That whole New Year's resolution thing. Now, we don't usually stick to our New Year's resolution, but it's not about sticking to it precisely. It's about a mindset change. And the reason that the New Year is a really good time to do that is because it's a natural season change. Like God has designed our lives in a way that are based on seasons, right?
Yes.
Like each day is a short season. The sun comes up, the sun goes down. There's a rhythm to the seasons.
Yeah.
There's a rhythm to the months that go by. And then especially the actual seasons, the weather seasons, right?
Yeah.
There are rhythms to it. And then the end of a year, start of a year is another natural rhythmic season. That, and all those seasonal things, even like the beginning of a new day, the end of a day, the beginning of a week, end of a week, are good times for you to be like, I want to start something different. I want to do something different. I want to stop doing something or whatever it may be. They're just really good times for that.
Yeah.
And so ending a year and going into a year is a perfect time to go, you know, I'm looking forward to this, or I want to do this in 2026.
Yeah. Just kind of based on the stuff that's going on behind the scenes right now in my own life,
yeah,
moving into 2026, I'm looking forward to just continuing to seek the Lord and like, where my worth comes from, where my, I mean, who is Stephanie? Where is she really, who is she really in the Lord? And I'm really looking forward to really just embracing that more instead of letting everything else define me like I have lately.
That's awesome.
I'm just genuinely excited about that.
That's a great trajectory for 2026, right?
Yeah.
And it's going to be hard, right?
It is hard.
But there's going to be nothing but good coming out of that type of focus or that I don't know, that mindset.
Yeah.
Right? It's going to be nothing but good. It's going to be difficult, but it's going to be nothing but good that's going to come out of that. Anytime you sit around and go, you know what, I need to refocus my identity, my purpose, my worth.
Yeah.
Anytime you do that, I'm going to center that back on you, God. I want to bring God back into it. I want to get rid of all these other voices that have say or that I listen to too much or whatever, right? Anytime you do that, it's nothing but good's going to come out of it, right? It's going to be hard, but nothing but good's going to come out of it.
But I know it's going to impact everything else in a more healthy light.
Yeah.
And that's what I need.
That's good. That's so, really, really good.
How about you?
I have spent so much time, I guess it's just the season, right?
Yeah.
I spent so much time thinking about the past. And I don't think it's bad, like in a bad way. I think that God's really made me do this, is to focus in on, you know, we hit 25 years of marriage, daughter graduating school. You know what I mean? It's been those times where you've been going, just been thinking a lot about, you know, the years that have passed, that I haven't spent a lot of time going, you know, where do I want to go in 2026? What am I looking forward to? You know, that kind of stuff. I would really like for – I continue to feel like I need – and this sounds weird to say, man, but I feel like I still need to continue to go down this track of where my emotional energy goes. And I'm actually – I feel like 2026 I'm going to spend more time – I guess this kind of goes with what you said – more time on me.
Yeah.
And that's a really weird
and
thing.
And not in a selfish way.
I'm not saying
in
a selfish way.
Yes.
I don't mean it selfishly.
Right.
I'm not going, let me set up a bunch of me time. That's not what I mean.
Like, right? You're still serving others, but yeah.
Yeah, but there's a, I don't know, there's just sometimes where God just goes, hey, here's what I'm trying to say. Slow down.
Yeah.
I'm going to slow down in 2026.
That's good.
I'm going to slow down.
Especially as a pasta.
Pasture. I am. I'm going to slow down in 2026. And it's already been happening.
Yeah.
Like there's been this, that's what God's been teaching me over 2025. And I'm going to,
that's amazing.
I feel like what he wants me to continue to do in 2026 is to slow down, right?
That's good.
Enjoy the moment more. I am not an enjoy the moment person. I am a next moment person. I'm a get over it person, right? I don't have no patience. I don't want to wait. I don't vacation well. I don't take time off well, right? I don't do any of that stuff well. And I think that God is consistently telling me I need to chill out, right?
Yeah.
And slow down. And so that's the only thing that I've been thinking. And I think the way he's been accomplishing that so far has been making me pause and reflect on the past, right?
Because
it makes me pause and reflect so much on all this time that's gone by, all these milestones and years, that it makes, when I pause and reflect on that, it makes me slow down in the future. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I think that's the way he's getting me to do it. And I hope that's the way he continues to, because, you know, sometimes when God gets you to slow down and pause, it ain't good. You don't want him to slow you down like that, right?
Oh, and the way it could be.
Yeah, he'll throw you in a bed in a heartbeat. You know what I mean? And slow you down. And so I'm just trying to lean into that. So
that's great.
Yeah. I'm proud of us.
Yeah.
Right?
Thank you, God.
Anyway, I hope all that rambling helped you guys a little bit, just to pause a little bit, think about 2025, and then think about going into 2026. And we just wanted to pause and say Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Enjoy your last day of 2025 and tomorrow your first day of 2026.
Yay.
We'll see you later. This is our last episode of the year.
What?
Yep. So we'll see you next time in a new year.
Yeah, see you next year.
All right, later.
Later.
Thank you for joining us on the Messy Walk podcast with Pastor Adam Cook. Make sure to follow us for future episodes that will be posted regularly each Wednesday. Have a good day.